Good morning, I'm Eric Johnson, and this is Inside Agriculture. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey discusses how drifting smoke from the current Canadian wildfires is impacting our country, including its merging with an active weather system later in the week.
Some of that smoke has been at ground level and has resulted in significant degradations in air quality, very thick, heavy haze, and some visibility reductions. And so folks with sensitivity to particulate matter, that has been a problem for several days across the north central United States. Now with that cold front moving in, that is helping to push that smoke onto the east. Most of it aloft, but at the same time, for example, Tuesday morning, we are seeing quite a ribbon of smoke extending from around Lake Superior southwestward into eastern Nebraska, along and ahead of that cold front. And so we will see that continuing to push eastward in advance of the front. And as winds turn a little bit more to the south and the west, hopefully that will flush out some of that smoke that has been fouling the air across the north central U.S. and leading to some very orange and bright colored sunrises and sunsets elsewhere where that smoke is more aloft rather than on the surface.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says above normal temperatures and precipitation is expected for much of the country for the period of June 10th through the 16th.
Taking a look at the National Weather Service 8 to 14 day outlook covering the time period June 10th through the 16th, looks like a warm stretch as we head toward mid-June. The entire country expecting near or above normal temperatures. Greatest likelihood of hot conditions will be across the deep south, South Texas to Florida, and an area encompassing much of the Intermountain West and parts of the Rockies in the western U.S. At the same time, with that relatively warm weather, we are expecting near or above normal rainfall nationwide. Greatest likelihood of those wet conditions will extend across the plains, the Midwest, and the South. In fact, it is areas along the Gulf Coast that have the greatest likelihood of experiencing wet conditions from June 10th through the 16th.
Notable benchmarks in this year's U.S. corn crop progress are a part of the first USDA report for June. Rod Bain has more on the story.
Corn crop progress going into June indicates
our next to last look at corn planting for 2025, and it shows 93% of the intended corn acreage planted nationwide by June 1st, right on par with the 2020 to 2024 five-year average.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey adds, with emergence of the nation's corn crop,
despite a cool week, managing to stay just ahead of the five-year average pace, 78% of the U.S. corn crop emerged by June 1st, 1 point ahead of average and 6 points ahead of last year,
with variation of emergence from east to west. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.